WJTL bringing you Rend Collective, my advocate, Riley Clemens, over and over. Good morning at 7:18.
Your weather forecast for this winning Wednesday, sunshiny sky, 76 for the high, mostly clear tonight, low down to 52. Oh, Thursday, sunny and 77. Currently, it's sunny and 60.
We're having so much fun today with our special guest, author, musician, speaker, Lisa Bear, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
So great to have you here. So I know you're an author, but we have so many common friends. We have to give a shout out to David Wolverton.
We do. Hi, David.
A co-author
David!
And somebody who you worked with many years. Yeah. And your sister, Abby, who
yes.
we've had
Hi,
on.
Abby.
With
Good to
her
see
books.
Her Saturday.
Oh, hooray. Yeah. And of course, Christy is your niece.
Yeah.
And we've had, we're having so much fun just talking about so many different things and catching up on all these different things. But your book is so serious, but yet you have so much joy. Elisa has written a book called Grief is a Dancer. And really, this has been a 25-year process that you've written this book. After 25 years of dealing with this grief, what are you hoping to accomplish with this book for others?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, I wanted to be a companion for grieving people needing validation for complicated feelings and the reassurance that you don't have to be over this in a designated timeline
right.
that you perceive as being set for you. And it's also for anybody wanting to be a friend to somebody who's going through a really excruciating circumstance. And also a resource for professionals who deal with people who are grieving. But I don't want it to be just a memoir of my story. I want to help people grieve. And already some readers have told me that it's opened up areas where they feel, you know, that, like I said before, it has gotten stuck. And I love hearing people tell me things like that.
Yeah.
One person asked me, did I expect this book to heal people? And I don't expect to be the healer. God is the healer.
Amen.
But
yeah.
But I am happy to be, not happy, I am satisfied to be part of the process of helping to unlock pain for people.
Yeah.
And so I have these, well, I mentioned Greg Hurley earlier. His wife and he have this little dance company, not a little dance company, it's a powerful dance company.
It's a thriving dance
company. It is, yeah, called Hurley in Motion. And we have partnered together to do programs with word, music, and dance to, as one person said, open the can, help people unlock what gets so stuck and hidden and hard to express. None of us really enjoy grief.
Right.
I mean, it's hard work.
Yeah.
But we want to help people cry, I think,
yeah.
If you want to put it that way. And I quoted this passage in my book where the scripture says that the Spirit intercedes for us through wordless groans.
Mm.
And I think through having grieved as heavily as I've grieved in my life, that this is what I say in the book. I wonder if that wordless groan is similar to my own cry of grief, a yearning so core to the soul, as deep and hollowed out as the Grand Canyon, so out of its mind with love.
Mm.
You know, that is the heart of God. And I think I've gotten in touch with just how tender, you know, we call Jesus the man of sorrows acquainted with grief, but to identify with Christ in his suffering and for Christ to identify, you know, with us in our suffering.
In our suffering, yeah.
It's the holiest union of all.
Yeah.
Well, I like on the front cover, it said this, with tying into what you're saying right now, it says, it's a journey of tragedy, transformation, and the triumph of love over loss. So if you're choosing to face the love in your grief over the loss, that just to me is pretty big.
Mm. Yeah. And that's not putting platitudes on it or trying to rush people
Mm-mm.
through the process.
Because it's everybody's own pace.
It is. And we kill each other sometimes with throwing a scripture at people or platitudes of any kind. We stop the flow of grief.
Well, here you are 25 years on of dealing with your grief of the loss of your daughter. And you've learned so much, but you're still grieving and you're still thinking and loving her.
Always.
Thinking of her.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
It's a love song, a long, lifelong love song.
Yeah. Grief is a Dancer is a brand new book from Elisa Bear. You can find it online anywhere, right, Elisa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazon or all the regular places, Barnes & Noble, all the regular places. Also, you can find out about Elisa's other books and her music, ElisaBearMusic.com. Are you available to speak on this topic?
I am.
Yeah.
And also with Hurley in Motion, if people want a combination program, happy to do that.
That sounds like a very cool thing, too. Yeah. So check it out online, ElisaBearMusic.com. Before we give Elisa's book away, we want to say, Elisa, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Such a blessing
to have you here this morning.
I am so grateful.
Thank you so much. Great to have you here.
Yeah, Fred and I and Elisa would love to give away a copy of her book right now. So caller number 3-717-392-3690. Caller number 3, you will get Elisa's book, Grief is a Dancer.
Here's Maddie Mullen, Show You the Cross. Crawl now on WJTL.